But that's Phil DeFire by Big Country. And joining us in the studio, the band's drummer, Mark Brzezicki, and a man you probably know as the front man of The Alarm, Mike Peters. But now, Mike, singing with Big Country as well, aren't you?
Yeah, it's great. It's I've known Mark and the band since the beginning of the 80s. I met Stuart Adamson, the singer, literally we were on stage playing with U2 at Hammersmith Palais, and I got invited on as a guest, and Stuart came out of the audience. I took his hand to pull him on the stage, and that's how my sort of personal relationship started with Big Country.
Absolutely, and, you know, I played with you guys in the Hammersmith Odeon.
Yeah, Mark's guested for The Alarm on drums in the past.
So we've been great friends, you know. Yeah. I like to call it a little club, because at that time I always sort of attribute you to The Alarm, Simple Minds and Big Country as kind of like-minded musically.
Little family, we
called it, yeah.
Did the band did sort of break up, but you kind of, have you been a kind of entity, sort of, because sadly Stuart died, didn't he?
Obviously, it was a massive loss for us, and it knocked the band sideways, of course, like losing a brother. And time heals, you know, and there's been a massive feeling from around the world, really, for people to want to hear the Big Country's music. And we did try it out as a three-piece about 4 years ago, under the name of Brzezicki, Butler, Watson, BBW. But, you know, it was kind of an extended fan club type of convention, but going out and doing more shows. Mm. We did a mini-EP. But the upshot of that was that poor old Bruce Watson had to play both parts. We were always a twin guitar band.
Yeah, of course. And
it was a coincidence at the time Bruce was working with his son Jamie, who's now in Big Country, playing second guitar, so we need that twin guitar attack and a fantastic vocalist, and Mike was our first choice here.
Well, this is ironic, because I actually played with and sang with Big Country and Stuart at the last gig they played in the UK at the Barrowlands in Glasgow, and walked off after we played Neil Young's Rockin' in the Free World. Yeah. So it's kind of almost one of those things that felt like it's sort of been, life's been preparing
Stuart
me to come into this job for a long time.
You know,
he
was very fond of Mike.
He was a good
Mike.
Mate to me as well.
Great mate, to Mike as well.
A big football fan as well. I met Stuart, and a big Dunfermline man, wasn't he? And then we talked to him and his son about it. They were big fans of the club.
We used to rehearse at Dunfermline Athletic. Use the showers at the end. You know, Stuart had a lot of similarities with football and being in a band. He was so football driven that almost our concerts were like, to him, they were like a football match about to start. You know, he'd have the local football team shirt on for the gig.
Wow.
The crowd going, here we go, and all that stuff was like the stands. You know, there's a lot of similarities. And, you know, we had different friends of his come to our shows as well. You know, Jim Leishman was a big friend.
Yeah, of course.
And Stuart was very vocal in that club and had supported the club a lot. And there's a little tribute to him now there at Dunfermline, which is great. Was unveiled a year ago. Yeah.
I'm going to say, massive Manchester United fan. You've actually played on the hallowed turf, haven't you?
I've been lucky. You know, Stuart Adamson, a big Man United fan. That was a cornerstone of many conversations we had over the years.
And was this a charity game or?
Yeah, I played in a Vodafone Cup there at Old Trafford, and got into the final. I was in Mickey Thomas's team. You know, legendary Mickey, another Welshman, and fantastic. You know, I sit near the bench at United. I've got season tickets and sit near Ferguson.
So you're always on telly. If you
watch out,
we'll have a look for you now.
And it's great. You know, I got a little boy Dylan. I took him to his first game, and then they asked me to do the halftime draw. So I got to walk on the pitch then, and it's my little lad's first game at Old Trafford. He goes on the pitch. It's like amazing.
I played Wembley Stadium, the old stadium with the twin towers, for the Nelson Mandela show. And I just made some little notes here that we did play at different stadiums over the years. You know, supporting David Bowie was Cardiff Arms Park. And, you know, again, Stuart saw the band very much in that kind of football thing. Again, he's so mad on football, bless him. I mean, for the sake that the drummer was the goalie. I was put in goal. Being 6'4", I had a better chance of stopping the ball.
But now, your sporting credentials as well, Mark, because you played in Damon Hill's band, so you're on that. They often played on the sort of F1 circuit.
We did do the F1 circuit, which was fantastic, flying in on the side of the racetrack in Damon Hill's Learjet, you know. Yeah. But he was wonderful. We did covers and all sport-related songs, almost, like, you know. Great fun to keep. You know, social club of musicians together. Mm. And of course, Damon Hill was very close to George Harrison, who's, when he lost his father, Damon, George was very instrumental as being close family friend that kind of brought Damon up.
Really?
And he had one of George's guitars, that he used to play. So
we played Fields of Fire there, and the new CD is the Ultimate Collection. It's basically everything. It's the kind of, everything's on there, live versions as well as some of the songs, I see.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a compilation that's coming out in time for the tour, isn't it?
So, absolutely, yeah. I think it's 4th of April, is it out?
That's me.
Yeah. I think it's the 4th of April.
How convenient now.
Moments like this, I'm in the alarm.
But you were saying also that you were going to be playing with Thunderclap Newman.
Yeah, we reformed the with Andy Thunderclap Newman, the original keyboard player. Hmm. We're recording a new album, and we've got a show on the 13th of May at the Con Club in Lewis. And I'm doing lead vocals with a really great band.
Yeah. Right. But this was the first time playing with them? You didn't play with them before?
No, we did. In fact, on the last tour, we had a chance of doing two support shows. We did support Big Country with my other project, supporting Big Country. So that's kind of ticking over as a side project.
And the alarm continues, Mike, if you're still kind of working with the band?
Yeah, we've got a big tour not long after the Big Country tour playing all of May with the alarm. It's our 30th anniversary this year as well, so it's been a long time, and there's all sorts of things happening with the alarm.
And as a Welshman, are you looking forward to Saturday?
I am, yeah. Well, although I get a bit scared when we're going up against England, but hopefully the lads can do the job and
don't worry, they're going to raise their game. They're rubbish against everybody else. It's the normal situation.
I've been to a few games at Wales, and it's a great, you know, Millennium Stadium's a great place for games. And like Mark said, played at the Arms Park with the Arm with U2 in the 80s and all that. And it's, you know, when we get the crowd behind a team, you know, we can take on anybody.
Must do this quick email from Tony in Portsmouth. He says, looking forward to the Big Country boys. Even now in my 40s, just had a tattoo on my left arm with some of the lyrics from East of Eden. Their music shaped my teens in the 80s. Looking forward to seeing them in Portsmouth on the 8th of April.
Another quick one from Ian. As a Big Alarm and Big Country fan, could you pass on to Mike my thanks for keeping Stuart Adamson's legacy alive? The Big Country gig in Birmingham was absolutely brilliant. I was on a high for days. Looking forward to seeing the Alarm in
Fantastic.
May. Keep right on, says Ian.
Cheers, Ian.
So, as we said, the compilation, Big Country, Field of Fire, the Ultimate Collection is out on the 18th of April. We've also got the tour, Big Country Tour starts. You get all the details, bigcountry.co.uk. And the Alarm are on tour as well, starting in May. And is there a website there as well?
Yep, thealarm.com. It's that easy.
And you can get all the details. Brilliant. There. Boys, good to see you. Thanks
yeah, fantastic,
much.
Thank guys. You. Great to be on TalkSport.
We came on Fields of Fire, and we'll go out on the Alarm's 68 guns.